Now,
the rest of the story. What a welcome sight! That bright light in the store window one winter night in Brockton, Alabama. Will's eyesight was not good. He was a typewriter salesman, and his eyesight, particularly at night, was not at all good. And here he is trudging through the mud, carefully, not trusting his own vision of obstacles in his path, when from across the street he saw this bright light in a drugstore window. Investigating, he found it was a lamp inside, which was rigged to burn gasoline under pressure and use a mantle instead of a wick. And unlike the flickering wick-fed kerosene lamps and the dim carbon filament bulbs of 1899, this lamp threw a light so bright that the itinerant typewriter salesman could read the labels on the apothecary jars on the store shelves. Will could see at night for the first time in his adult life. Within a day, he'd made a deal with the designer of the lamp and permission to reproduce it. Young Will soon let his typewriter selling job phase out in favor of a new business. He returned to his native Kansas, and there in Wichita, he perfected his product. Soon he was making and marketing what he called Sunshine in the Night. And the company Will Coleman founded most of 100 years ago, the Coleman Company, has since sold more than 40 million Coleman lanterns. Now, under the respectful guidance of a third generation of Colemans, even in the modern era of ultimate incandescence, Coleman lanterns continue much in demand for anyone out of reach of electricity. Coleman is one of our nation's major exporters now. Logically, the company has since expanded into camp stoves, into other camping gear, into space heaters, into floor furnaces. The Coleman GI stove went from conception to production in 60 days, in a hurry to become one of our military's most important pieces of non-combat equipment in World War II. It would operate on whatever fuel was available, and in temperatures ranging from 125 above to 60 degrees below. During the Battle of the Belgian Bulge, when American soldiers needed a password which only Americans would understand, a password which would clear them past sentry points, the password selected was one familiar to every GI. The sentry would either call out or whisper the word Coleman, and anybody approaching had better be prepared to respond with the word lamp. The Coleman Company now makes tents and sleeping bags, coolers and ski vests, knives and air guns and boats and canoes, water skis and pop-up travel trailers and electric generators and lawn mowers and coffee pots. And the $658 million corporation all began one winter night in Brockton, Alabama, when an itinerant typewriter salesman who could not see in the dark was attracted to an apothecary store window, where he discovered Sunshine in the Night. And now you know the rest of the story.